fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 10th day of October. The prepper tip of the day is to make sure all your winter gear is in good order. Your boots, socks, underwear, hats, gloves. No assumptions. Stuff gets misplaced. Stuff gets lost. Stuff gets worn out. Winter's nigh upon us, and make sure you've got all those items ready to go. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see what looks like a Christmas gift there at the top of my homepage, red with a gold ribbon on it. Just click on that. I'm clicking on it right now, and you're at Steve Hunt's landing page for Swiss America. Steve had his own business for quite a few years. Swiss America said, "Steve, why don't you come back and get back with us?" And Steve thought about it, and he talked to his wife about it, and he said, "Yeah, I'll come back to Swiss America." And so he's back, and he loves it. And we're going to talk about the economy and what you can do to insulate yourself from what might be coming at us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good, sir. Well, the machinations of the geopolitical scene continue to spin wildly out of control. But about once a day, though, I'll read a little article, sometimes pretty small, talking about the historically large volumes of gold and silver, especially gold, being bought by Russia and China. And that's being bought for a reason. They're not buying it because they like shiny metal, are they?
Well, no. I mean, it's, you know, the funny thing is some numbers just came out that said that China and Russia just bought 251 tons of gold so far this year. I mean, you know, they understand it. A lot of other countries understand how important gold is, and especially when you're going through economic uncertainty, which, I mean, that's the epitome of what China's doing right now with their economy. Is their currency's been devalued over and over and over, and they know that there's a change on the horizon, and there's a lot of rumors out that, you know, they've been talking about some currency stuff on with their Chinese yuan and what they should do with it, and if they should back it with, you know, even more gold. They have a small position of gold that backs their currency now, so there's a lot of things going on.
There are. Well, It's time for people to wake up and smell the coffee and understand that what Russia and Chinese governments are doing, they're doing for a very good reason. They're doing it because they feel they have no choice. They're doing it because they're not just observers of what's going on. They make things happen. And what their intention is to destroy the American economy, which, of course, means destroying of the American dollar. And their intent is to be the new world leaders in the new world global economy. Right, Steve?
Correct. It's, you know, that's the big thing is everybody's trying to compete against, you know, the United States. You know, the United States is supposedly the benchmark, you know, for, you know, economic freedom. And right now they're all trying to destroy us. And that's why they keep devaluing their dollar. That's why they're trying to do these trade, you know, issues where, you know, if they devalue their dollar, then we have to give them more goods, and we're getting ripped off. And that's why Trump's doing what he's doing, trying to battle it back.
Okay, my audio went away. I don't know if anybody... Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, my audio went away for a moment, but... okay, well, at your landing page for Swiss America, people can... sign up to get some excellent publications. Your telephone number is there. That telephone number is 800-630-1491. So if somebody calls you up and says, Steve, what can you mail me to bring me up to speed on this economy? What are you going to do for them folks?
Well, you know, I've got a whole bunch of different things I can send. It really, you know, first I want to talk to the person and see where they're at and what their concerns are. You know, if you have retirement accounts, you know, do you have money sitting in the bank? Do you have money that's, you know, you're inheriting? There's so many different scenarios that you might be in. And I have information based on just about every scenario you could be in. And the first step is to get educated. You know, I actually have an offer, you know, to make things even a little bit better. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, John, over the past couple of weeks. And, you know, you and I have talked about the fact that other than you, no one gave warnings back in 2008, right? And nobody knew that, you know, the crash was coming. And we've been trying to bring awareness to this. And it's more now not a warning, but it's also it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for people to take advantage of this situation. And you know, if I told you that, you know, if you bought a lotto ticket today, that you're going to make money on it and that you're going to get something back. I don't know if you're going to hit the big number, but you're going to win something back. You know, chances are you're going to go buy that lottery ticket.
Right.
You know,
right.
This is one of those scenarios where gold and silver is going to take a massive run because of the financial system, you know, having these difficulties. And you and I have talked about Morgan dollars extensively on this show.
Right.
So one thing I want to do for your listeners to make this even a better opportunity for listeners is offer a special deal on Morgan dollars.
Okay.
What I want to do, and I talked with I was actually on the phone with the president of the company all morning this morning, and he's on board for this. So we're going to offer up to 50 coins per household. So I can't have 10 people calling from one house. 50 coins per house. We're going to do Morgan dollars under our cost considerably for $18.50 a coin.
That's quite a bargain there. Yeah.
I can tell you that this is something that I'm trying to find a way to bring awareness, and I know a lot of people, you know, they sit on that fence and they worry about, you know, should I do this, should I not do this? Look, Morgan dollars are going for around $28, and if you can get them for $18.50 a coin, and this is an opportunity for you to finally get your foot in the door, see how the process works. You can get, you know, your first, you know, order of metal and start getting protected. You know, 50 coins isn't a lot of coins, but it's something. It's your first step of insurance. You know, if at $18.50, if that doesn't make you excited, you know, unfortunately, I don't know what will.
Well, I find it exciting, and these are beautiful, heavy coins. And I recall as a little boy, I would earn a paper dollar doing some work for my dad, and I would take it to the bank, and I could barely reach over the counter at 8 years old, and the smiling teller would hand me this massive, when you're 8 years old, a Morgan dollar fills up your whole hand. And it's just, you know, it was so large and so heavy and so impressive. They're beautiful coins. They're absolutely beautiful coins. And 50 of them, that's a good size. That's probably about 2 pounds of silver or so, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good amount of silver. I mean, it's, you know, they come in tubes of 20 typically, but you know, these are circulated old silver dollars. You know, there's nothing graded. I would never tell nobody to buy a graded silver dollar. I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose of what we're doing, you know. But, you know, I would tell you, you know, this is a great way to get your foot in the door, get started with something. And this is a private metal as well, meaning that, you know, let's say silver goes to some crazy number. You know, when you liquidate, you know, we're not required to do any type of reporting on your behalf either. So, you know, it's extremely beneficial to anybody who wants to get started.
Well, it is, and if you want to get in on this opportunity, up to 50 Morgan silver dollars per household, give Steve a call at 800-630-1491. I know you're going to get calls. I don't know how many, obviously, but if there's people out there listening all over the country, all over the planet. I know I got listeners in Israel and France and lots in Germany. One lady in Ecuador listens every day, all over the planet. And you're going to get some calls, Steve. And
I will. I learned my lesson from the last time we did the 10-pound silver. This time I have my phone set up. So if you guys call right now, obviously I'm on the radio. Just leave a message, and I'll get back to you, you know, as soon as I can. But, you know, this time it cannot crash my phone. So it'll at least go to a voicemail system.
Okay,
that will help everybody out.
Preparation is very good in any endeavor, and whether it's football or selling coins, and that's good. That's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a surprise to me. I didn't know Steve was going to make this offer, and at the same time, when you're talking to Steve about these Morgan dollars, take a few minutes and talk to him about what your goals and objectives are. Steve's job is to work with people, get to know what their specific goals are, what their needs are, what their hopes and dreams and fears are when it comes to this part of their life, their economic life, and then work out a customized plan to meet those goals and objectives. Right, Steve?
Well, that's just it. You know, like I said before, it's everybody's needs and wants are a little bit different. So, you know, this might not be the right thing for everybody. Maybe, you know, you have a retirement account. You know, you cannot put these type of coins inside of a retirement account. You can only put in, you know, modern-day bullion bars and that kind of thing. So it's every case is extremely unique. But if you have the funds sitting around, you know, don't let them, you know, deteriorate. Don't let it go down. You know, you can go back. The funny thing about this investment is you can go back 40 years. And if you average it out, metals, gold and silver has given you an annual return of between 8% and 9% a year for 40 years.
So, that's phenomenal.
You know, it is phenomenal. There's not another investment on the planet that has done anything near that for 40 years. That's a heck of a track record.
Right. Well, the traditional savings account at a local bank is paying a fraction of 1% now in interest. Which is hard to believe also, because they're loaning that money back out at a much higher rate, of course, a tremendously higher rate. But this is what individuals can do on their own. It does not involve the government, does not involve any institutions. It just involves you individuals out there, listeners to the John Moore Radio Show, personally owning silver coins, personally owning gold coins in a safe location, for future use by themselves or their children or grandchildren, part of a legacy to be used in the future or to be used more closer in time, depending on circumstances. Right, Steve?
Well, that's just it. It's you know, let's take this scenario that's happening in California with these power outages. You know, some they're saying are from fire, some is because PG&E's having issues. You know, whatever rumor you want to go off of why they're having these massive power outages. You know, you can't go swipe your debit card today in California, in Northern California, and buy any goods. You can't go to the ATM and take any money out. You know, what happens if that type of scenario was on a larger scale? You know, you're going to need something to get by. And that's what some people like to have silver for. I mean, that's a great way to get what you need, you know, and you know, it's that what if scenario. It's great to have it in case you need it.
Well, I could take that Morgan Silver dollar to Saigon, which they now call Ho Chi Minh City. I could take it to Paris. I could take it to Brazil. And business people conducting business would instantly recognize what that coin is and its value, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah. You're talking about a coin that has over 100 years, you know, of existence. You know, I mean, these coins were made back in the late 1800s. So, you know, a lot of these coins, people are going to know exactly when you say Morgan dollar. You know the dates. You know how old they are. You know what it looks like. You know, it's extremely recognizable. It's not something that just started being made a couple of years ago.
Absolutely. It's a known quantity, known for well more than a century, recognized all over the world as something that's real, something that has an easily determined value, and even in a worst-case scenario, let's say your home was destroyed by a fire in California. It may not be a Morgan Silver dollar anymore, but it's still a lump of silver, isn't it?
It sure is. It's not going to go away. It's not a piece of paper that burns up and disappears. It's just going to turn into a big chunk.
Right,
you just
right.
Find yourself a big nugget.
That's right. That's right. So the value doesn't go away. It remains. Year after year, decade after decade, that value remains. That value is solid. Routine, about three or four times a year, I'll read about somebody in Europe digging up a stash of Roman coins that have been buried for many, many centuries. There's nothing new about human beings storing up value in silver coins and gold coins. That's as old as the hills, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's funny you say that. I was watching TV last night and Expedition Unknown, and you know, he's out there searching for gold and silver treasure. You know, it's the one thing everybody's trying to find. You know, it's funny because people don't realize how this is something that's been of value forever throughout the history of time. You know, the
right.
Dollar will come and go, the pound will come and go. You know, all these other currencies and forms of way of paying. You know, eventually your debit card is going to come and go. You know, and you know, you're still going to look back. You know, when our kids are adults and our grandkids are adults, and they're still going to say gold and silver. You know, even at that time, it's always going to be of value to it. There's never a way you're going to say gold and silver is worth nothing. It could never happen.
That's right. That's right. The only people who would say that are people who are trying to sell you stocks and bonds. That's
yeah,
who
exactly.
Will say that.
Exactly. You know, they want you to get into a paper asset or some type
right.
of paper investment. You know, it's, you know, every, you know, unfortunately, you know, they see things a different way. And they, you know, in my opinion, you know, some of these people have blinders on when they're looking at the markets, you know, and they don't want to talk about cycles. I mean, almost every investment is a cycle. But there's been so many, you know, the reason why those blue chip stocks, you know, that they use to value what the Dow is doing and the performance of the Dow, you know, they're supposed to be a beacon of longevity and they're, you know, they've been in business for such a long time and they've been in those top 30 stocks for, you know, for forever. You know, 12 of the top 30 stocks they use as that indicator to see how the stock market is doing have been replaced in the past couple of years.
Right.
You know, people don't
right.
realize that. I mean, there's a reason they have to keep changing those companies out because they're not doing as well as everybody thinks they are.
Well, I spent 3 days with a friend of mine who, as a young man, he's now in his early 60s, but when he was in his mid to late 20s, he did work in that profession as a stockbroker. And he's an ethical man, a Christian, and after several years, he just, his conscience wouldn't let him do it anymore, but he gave me some of the details about the unethical conduct that is routine and part of that industry. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about something solid, something that has spanned the centuries, going all the way back to King Tut and all the gold found in King Tut's tomb. Gold and silver has stood the test of time. There's no question about that. That's not even something that's debatable. Gold and silver have stood the test of time and will continue to. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 10th of October. You've got until the end of the month to make your reservation for the Caribbean cruise. Reserve your cabin. It'll be a lot of fun. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free disregard. You can call my cruise director, Betsy Murphy, at 636-530-9502. Visiting with Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor. He's got a special offer. He got clearance from the owner of Swiss America, the president, to make the following offer: up to 50 Morgan silver dollars, up to 50 per household at the price of $18.50 a piece. This is marvelous. It's quite a bargain, to say the least. If you want to participate in this, you need to call Steve when the show's over. He obviously can't answer your phone right now, answer a telephone. I'll give Steve's telephone number twice slowly. That's 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. Steve, call me when the show's over. I'm going to get some of these for my grandchildren, and it's going to be a great Christmas gift for them. And so just put me at the top of the list ahead of all these other people, if you would, please, as a courtesy to me. Okay.
You know, it's funny. One thing I forgot to mention is that $18.50 a coin also includes shipping. There is no shipping charge.
Yeah, when you got something that heavy, that makes a difference. I know in my business, shipping mattress pads and energy cleaners, it's just incrementally, year by year, things get more expensive to ship, and it's become a pretty big deal. I'm so glad you came up with this offer for our listeners, Steve. It's going to help a lot of people. I'm sure there's probably some grandparents out there like myself that when a child gets a gift like this from a grandparent, it's not some plastic gadget that's going to be broken or discarded in a few weeks or months at the most. This is something they'll keep until they're adults, and it could be a life-changing event for a child to get some Morgan dollars, Morgan silver dollars, to stimulate thought, to stimulate inquiry. Children are naturally inquisitive, and that's what I'll be doing. I'll be getting these 50 coins for my three grandchildren. We've got a 22-year-old who turns 23 in a couple of months, and the 13-year-old twins, a boy and a girl. And I know when I went to, almost said Ukraine, I didn't go there. When I went to Prague, I brought back some Czech coins and some Czech and some Euro dollars for the youngsters. And this is an opportunity for grandparents to help their grandchildren get something solid, something that's real, and something that they'll keep for decades in the future. Right, Steve?
Well, I believe so. I mean, you know, my daughter is 15, and she's been buying silver, you know, with some of her allowance money since she was 13. So, you know, it's, you know, the sooner you can educate them and teach them about how important it is, you know, like I said, 9% a year, you're never going to find an investment that's going to top that. So if you can, the sooner you can get them on board, you know, and let them learn about how the economy works and how inflation works and how inflation, how to find something, you know, even in fine times, you know, if you were to take everything away right now, and stop worrying about the trade problems, you stop worrying about the currency, or you stop worrying about, you know, the president being impeached and all the negative, and God forbid Hillary now wanting to run for president. But let's hope that doesn't happen. You know, you take all this stuff away and you look at, you know, just inflation. Inflation is, they say, between 8 and 12%.
It's in cities.
Yeah, wherever you live, you've got to find a way to make at least that so that you're not losing money every year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Steve, we're just about out of time here. Once again, if you want to get participate in this, Morgan silver dollars, $18.50 a piece, shipping included, up to 50 per household. Don't try to scam this deal. Up to 50 per household. Give Steve a call at 800-630-1491. Well, Steve, I'll look forward to getting a report from you next week on how many people took you up on this offer. It's going to be a lot. You're going to be covered up with phone calls. I assure you of that.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, good, good. That's way. That's magnificent. What an offer, Swiss America, working with this opportunity for all of you out there, grandchildren. There's a lot to learn as a youngster growing up in this country or any country as far as that goes. And so much of what they learn is smoke and mirrors. The Morgan silver dollars is something solid, something real, something that's backed up by tens of centuries of human involvement, of men and women keeping gold and silver coins for whatever future purpose they need them. That's reality. And we need to bring our children on board, our grandchildren on board, to get them that same knowledge. And having those, and when you're a youngster, those coins are so big and so heavy in their little hands. It really does get their attention. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or in a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with slight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here, on Thursday, the 10th of October. Quick reminder, yes, I have energy cleaners for sale. Yes, they will help you. If you have arthritis, what are you waiting for? Seriously, it's not going to fix itself. Get yourself an energy cleaner. You can order it right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, 800-592-9543. There's a lot of speculation on what's coming at us the next 12 months. It'll be 2020 in 11 weeks. It will be the year 2020 in 11 weeks. In 12 months, we're going to have an election for the President of the United States. These 12 months will fly by. These 11 weeks will fly by. There's multiple scenarios being played out. The people who oppose us, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they're not taking any chances. They have a plan A. They have a plan B. They have a plan C. Plan A is an attempt to remove this president from office or make him unelectable by making so many accusations that people feel that he's done something wrong, which of course he hasn't. I'm pretty sure at this point that Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee. The Democrats hope to keep her stable medically with whatever, probably half dozen or 10 or 12 medications this woman uses to give the appearance of being a healthy, normal woman, which she's not. Civil disorder is on the horizon. A lot of us talk show hosts know each other. I was interviewing Steve Quayle on a regular basis in 1998, 1999. I've known and worked with Dave Hodges now for 6 or 7 years. My friend Paul Martin, I visited him in person a number of times. Doug Hagman, I've known Doug, and we've interviewed each other on our mutual shows back and forth for a number of years. Lisa Haven, what a babe. I met her in Dallas, and we talked privately for a while. She does some good work. We all know each other. We all talk to each other, and there's a consensus that we're being set up, we being the USA, we're being set up for massive civil disorder, possibly civil war, possibly United Nations troops being here, which I think they already are. You heard my interview with my friend Billy Bob Tuesday. If you haven't, go back to the archives. That would be the first hour, and that would be, second hour Tuesday for about the first 18 minutes or so. Billy Bob is my friend. He's my neighbor. He's an over-the-road truck driver. He gave his first-hand witness testimony about the four trains he personally saw this year between January and August. Four train loads of United Nations marked armored vehicles, United Nations marked thin-skinned vehicles, transport trucks. These were not new trucks being delivered to seaports for delivery overseas. No, these were used vehicles going from the seaports towards the interior. And Billy Bob at the time didn't know how important this was. He thought, well, that's something, isn't that unusual? He didn't think to take out his camera and get some photographs and video. He does now, and hopefully he'll get some more evidence of us. I don't know that he will at this point. He might not. But that's firsthand verification from a very dear friend of mine. I've visited his home a number of times. His wife and my wife were good friends. I bought eggs from these people every week for years. They're my neighbors. Wake up and smell the coffee, ladies and gentlemen. I've stepped up my personal preparations, doing things that I didn't plan on doing for a year or more in the future for my preparations. I want to be signing up for a entry-level marksmanship class with Sam Andrews there at Freedom Center USA. I'm a better marksman than 98% of the people in this country, on one hand. On the other, I don't know everything. I know there's room for improvement. I'm not a world-class marksman. I don't believe I'll become a world-class marksman, but I can certainly improve the skills that I have and improve the equipment I have. And once I've got those skills, I can help train others. I am an NRA-certified rifle instructor, pistol instructor, self-defense and home defense instructor. But my skills can be improved. I have a concealed carry class coming up. I'm the main instructor. Sam Andrews will be my assistant instructor. They're at Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri, Saturday, November the 2nd. Sam can't resist. He wants to be part of this class, too, and he'll give some excellent pointers, as he always does. If you want to sign up for the class, give Sam a call. The tuition is $120. I issue a certificate to get your Missouri concealed carry permit at the end of the class. Sam's telephone number to sign up for the concealed carry training is 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. If you have not had a first aid class in the last year, you need to get a first aid class. If you have not had CPR, I think they changed it about 18 months ago. They're always changing CPR and attempting to improve it. Sign up for a CPR class. Seriously, do that for yourself. It's not going to help me. Do it for yourself. Get a first aid kit equal to your skill set. It's not going to help me. I got first aid kits for sale under my Amazon products. Tomorrow morning, I'll be talking to Tom Berryhill, first hour, about emergency survival communications. I know during the Tet Offensive in 1968, we were desperate for solid information that we could count on. I believe it was the second day, my commander says, Moore, I want you and your buddy here to get a Jeep and drive around town, make observations, come back and report to me your observations. And I said, yes, sir. So I picked up my Thompson submachine gun and my 45 on my hip. My buddy had an M3 grease gun. He spent most of his adult life as a gourmet chef, by the way, in Columbus, Ohio. Great guy. We don't talk that frequently, but a great guy. We stayed in touch over these years. And we drove around Canto, that's C-A-N-T-H-O, the capital of 4th Corps, to make our observations and report back what we saw. We couldn't get information. We listened to the radio. That was limited, what was being put up by the American radio station there in Saigon. And I tell you that for the following reason. During a crisis, you will be desperate for real information, dependable information, timely information. That's why tomorrow morning is so important. Most of you are not going to get a ham radio license. I know that. And in my preparedness group, every man and woman has a ham radio license. Every one of us. We've got a medical doctor. We had a dentist. We've got a nurse. We used to have a chiropractor before my wife died. We got contractors. We got business people in our group. Every one of them has a ham radio license. It's important. You got time now to get it. Using ham radio is not as simple as using your cell phone. There's knowledge you need in order to be effective and have it work properly. There's knowledge you must have. It's not optional. You don't want to be sitting there in the dark, in the cold, wondering what's going on in your neighborhood, in your county, in your state, nationwide. You really don't want to be in that position. And if you don't have the knowledge and have the equipment, that's where you're going to be. And it's human nature that your mind will go to a worst-case scenario without good information. That's just human nature. It's not a good place to be. It's not. I know during the Tet Offensive, the guys were turning to me because I was we only had 3 men in the intelligence section and a captain out of a whole battalion, and they kept turning to me for information. I told them what I knew, which was limited. Of course, I knew the Tet Offensive was coming for months before it happened. That's the job of military intelligence. People make fun of military intelligence, but we know stuff. Our job is to know about things before they happen. And of course I knew, months before it happened. And I was doing the same thing then as I'm doing now, making preparations. That fall of 1967, I was doing anything I could to get extra ammunition, which you may think was, why would that be an issue in a war zone? Well, it was. It was an issue getting my hands on extra ammunition. Fruitcake that my parents sent me for Christmas, I didn't eat it up. I kept it because I knew what was coming. I had other snacks that was being sent to me. I kept those snacks also. Made sure I had a supply of water there and so forth. I'm doing the same thing now. I'm not saving up fruitcakes, but I've got my food. I got my ammunition. I got an unlimited supply of water and my Berkey water filter. Thank you very much. My goal is to have a safe haven for my family. Getting them here, that's going to be an issue. But that's my issue. You've got your own issues. I got a text message from my friend Steve Ben Noon. I hope to have him back on soon. He's doing some research. He's diligently following up on. Steve's very concerned, and I share his concern about the possibility of civil disorder in this country. It's being called possible civil war, which we're kind of struggling to find something to call it. It doesn't fit the classic definition of civil war by any means, but we have to call it something. And I share that concern. Doug Hagman shares that concern. Dave Hodges, Lisa Haven, Steve Quayle, my friend Paul Martin, we all share that concern. And I hope that you will do your own research, come to your own conclusions, and make decisions that will help you and your family be safe. Be away from these cities. These urban, suburban areas, that's going to be the dangerous areas. Out here in the country, doesn't matter where, It could be upstate New York, upstate California, where they'd have no electricity right now, by the way. Most of the country is rural. And once you're away from these cities a good distance, you're going to be more or less safe. You need a safe haven. I'm not saying it'll be easy. I'm not saying it's going to be inexpensive. There's going to be some money involved. There's going to be some work you need to do. Whatever it takes, you need a safe haven away from these urban suburban areas. You do not want to be in an urban suburban area when there's civil disorder. You simply don't want to be there. I know it's difficult. I know you might be struggling. John, I can't do that. Well, as long as you say it can't be done, it won't be done. You may find a safe haven with a relative, somebody you go to church with, somebody you went to college with, somebody you were in the military with. Whatever it takes, you need a safe haven away from these densely populated urban suburban areas. I've got some information recently about Shreveport, Louisiana. Very disturbing information. I'm doing some follow-up now, and we may get a first-hand report as to who's doing what down there for what reason. But that's a story for another day. Tomorrow morning, I encourage you to listen to Tom Berryhill. Tom's been involved in ham radio for more than half a century. He's at the when it comes to radio frequency engineering, Tom's right up there at the top. He's world class. There's not much he doesn't know about radio frequency engineering. He builds radios. He modifies radios. And he's the real deal. Just like my Monday morning guest, Sam Andrews, is the real deal. Following Tom, we've got my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert. He spent much of his life teaching other doctors in seminars all over the United States. Great guy. He loves golf, by the way. He was my wife's personal physician, and he's my personal physician, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. I do my best to find guests that are highly qualified in their areas of expertise. Highly qualified, just like you heard Steve Hunt and that offer he's making. I'm going to get those 50 coins for my grandchildren. And they will keep those. They'll be 50, 60 years in the future. They'll probably still have those coins. Most likely they will. Or if they need them in the meantime, they got them there for their use. It's a dichotomy. It's almost schizophrenic, quite frankly, to continue living what appears to be a normal life with your employment, your daily activities, your church activities, social activities, family activities, while at the same time making the preparations I'm suggesting that you consider making. You need balance. Some people will jump off the deep end and get their acreage in a forest someplace and make a complete total lifestyle change. And I understand that. If that's what you want to do, hey, go for it. Most people aren't going to do that. They have obligations that they just simply can't and won't walk away from. Financial obligations, employment obligations, family obligations, social obligations, and on and on. It doesn't matter where you are financially. Even on the low end, anybody can find 2-liter soda bottles, rinse them out thoroughly, and fill them up with clean drinking water. Everybody has enough financial wherewithal to be buying extra bags of beans and rice, a little tent. Homeless people do this. That's how they live. A small tent, a small camp stove to heat up food, a little camp kit to cook the food in, and so forth. Anybody can do that. If homeless people do it, you can do it. Don't be embarrassed about going to the secondhand store to get this kind of equipment. I do it all the time. I'm always looking for good quality sleeping bags at the thrift stores. They sell them for pennies on the dollar. Something that may cost $85 or $100 retail, I get for $5 at a thrift store. The inventory changes daily at those stores. I can't go to them daily, but when I get the opportunity, I do. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, back here. More here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 10th day of October. I inform, I educate, I admonish. I do a lot of things as a radio talk show host. I do. It's become part of my lifestyle here. It's 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. And I like it. I've been a radio talk show host since, 1995, starting out on a weekly basis. And then becoming a full-time talk show host here at Republic Broadcasting. Republic Broadcasting has been a good home for me. Working with Mr. Stat Miller has been very good. All the men and women at Republic Broadcasting are great guys and gals. And I intend to keep doing this indefinitely. No end in sight. Things change. Things always change. I don't know what's coming at us. I know what the plans are. The plans are, if you read the speech given by the top Chinese general at my website. They want to kill all of us, basically. That's what it comes down to. They want our stuff. They want our real estate. They want our infrastructure. I no longer believe that they'll use EMP nationwide unless they know they're going to lose, and it would be a Hail Mary thing that they would do, knowing that they were going to lose. But that's not what they want. They want to win, and they want an intact infrastructure, not a broken infrastructure. They want oil refineries that work. They want locks and dams on these rivers that work. They want airports that work. They want the power-generating plants to work. So they're not going to use EMP for that reason, unless, like I said, they think they're going to lose. And then it would be, the hell with you guys, we're going to destroy everything with EMP. And that would it'd be the end of this country. Nationwide EMP would mean 9 out of 10 Americans dead the first year. That's not what they want. They don't care about the Americans being dead. They care about the infrastructure. EMP knocks out an oil refinery, it would be 3 to 5 years for that oil refinery to be back up and running. The locks and dams, same thing. The power generating plants, the same thing. The national power grid, 10 years maybe. And that's optimistic. 10 years maybe to get it back up and running to anywhere near what it was. So they're not going to do that. Localize EMP, of course. They have small EMP weapons, and of course they have ways to hack into the power grid using computers. It doesn't destroy anything permanently that they want to keep. That's what they're going to do. They're going to knock out command and control, knock out the ability of our military to defend us, so they can take us over and kill us. That's what they want. Well, all of you need to educate yourself and reach your own conclusions. I've educated myself. I've reached my conclusions. You need to do that for yourself, whatever that is for you. That's what you need to do. And then don't just sit on that information. Don't just reach that conclusion and do nothing. You need to move forward from there and do things that will help you and your family be safe. That's what needs to happen. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy clean, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.